Welcome to the Spiritual Success Podcast with me, Liz Roberta, a Hay House author and spiritual life and business coach. I'm here to help you harness your inner world as an entrepreneur so that you can unleash your full power and profits, taking you behind the scenes of your business and giving you everything you need to make energy a key part of your strategy for success. It's completely possible to have clarity, inner peace, and balance as you climb the ladder to six and seven figures in your solo business. So let me show you how as we dive into another episode of Spiritual Success. If you want to become a certified spiritual coach and have a career that lights you up, changing lives with spirituality from anywhere in the world, I think you're going to like this announcement. My Spiritual Coaching Academy program is open and enrolling now. This is my three-month live group program with weekly calls, energy work, and extensive training. It's accredited by the ACCPH awarding body, so you come away with your own results in terms of manifestations, quantum leaps, heightened intuition, and completely healing the witch wound, which are just some of the big breakthroughs past students have had. And also the ability to do soulful work full-time as an intuitive spiritual coach. The coaching industry and wellness world are blowing up right now, so there's never been a better time to get certified as a spiritual guide. PwC reports that the coaching industry is the second fastest growing sector in the world. The market value is expected to reach $25 billion by 2025. On top of that, the overall wellness market that you'll be in has been valued by McKinsey at $1.5 trillion with annual growth of 5 to 10%. I also have so many people go through this program just for the personal transformation element, which is huge, by the way. They come away with more confidence, a deeper sense of spiritual connection, and a stronger belief in their ability to create magic. In SCA, you can find a group of like-minded souls on the same journey as you, and dive deep into energy, manifesting, and spiritual healing for 12 weeks with me and the rest of your group. So if you know you're a healer and you're here to do big work in the world, you feel called in any way, you want to improve your manifesting skills and heal energy blocks, and you want to overcome your limiting beliefs, Spiritual Coaching Academy is the place to be. The link to enter is in the show notes or go to lizroberta.com/SCA. If the doors are already closed by the time you're listening to this, make sure you join the waitlist. But if you go now and they're open, I hope I'll see you inside so that you can change your life and the lives of so many others inside Spiritual Coaching Academy. Hello and welcome to another episode of Spiritual Success. I wanted this one today to be another reference episode. So I'm quite early on in the podcast, this version of the podcast anyway. So I'm trying to build up those episodes that people can come back to again and again, that they can share with their friends, and that are some of the really core principles of business and going through your spiritual awakening. So today I'm going to be talking all about the 8 psychic senses that we all have. Now, if you've read my book, Living in Tune, that is a book all about how to activate your intuition and find your life purpose. So I do touch on some of the different ways that we can receive our intuition in the book, but I don't go into this much detail. There are 8 different psychic senses, 8 ways that we receive intuitive information through our senses. They are our psychic senses. So we do not have just 5 senses. There is so much more than just our touch, our taste, our smell, our hearing, and our sight. We then have our extrasensory senses, extrasensory perception, ESP. And I guess you could say these all fall under our 6th sense. So we have our 6th sense, and then within that, there are 8 different ways that we receive that information. So often in our Western world, we get caught up in materialism. Everything has to be tangible. If it's not material, it doesn't exist. If I can't touch it, it doesn't exist. But actually, the things that we experience as solid, you go into them and they're actually just made of nothing. Thin air. We live within a very limited scope of our own perception. But when we tune into our 8 psychic senses, we can access so much more and go so far beyond the material world and see the truth of things and sometimes get insights about what the future has in store for us. So everyone has these 8 psychic senses. It's just whether they're turned up or activated. So it's not that some people are clairvoyant and some people aren't and will never be. We all have the potential. But some people will experience those senses more because they don't have them wrapped up in limiting beliefs. They believe that they have that ability. And often when we're completely closed off and we think, no, clairvoyance is a load of baloney, of course you're not going to have any clairvoyance because you're not at all open to it. You've completely closed that door. So the first step to accessing these senses is literally to be open, to approach everything with pure open-mindedness, to see what happens and to feel safe receiving that information, because that's another thing that affects our intuition and our psychic senses. We don't feel safe receiving the information. It can be so weird when it starts happening. When I was going through one phase of my spiritual awakening, we have many phases. I was going through a phase of my spiritual awakening when I was living in a big, scary house. And this is the house that my husband and I bought in 2016. We still own it, but we rent it out now. And it's part of an old Victorian shoe factory, but also a little bit creepy. And when he went away to work and I had to stay there on my own, I could not sleep, because I was hearing all of these sounds, all of this banging on the wall and the radiator, and it just gave me the creeps. But that was when my clairaudience opened up. So it is scary when it starts to happen, and that's often why we'll close the door on our intuitive senses, because it's a bit out of the ordinary. But I want you to know that you are not the only person that this happens to. This is why I create my groups, my communities, like Spiritual Coaching Academy. These are the exact conversations that we're having. You will never be crazy in my world. I have a safe space for people who are going through their spiritual awakening and starting their spiritual business. So let's get into the episode and let's talk about what these eight psychic senses are. Let's start with the first one, the most obvious one, which is clairvoyance. You've probably heard of this. And I think there's a common misconception that everyone who does readings or any kind of spiritual work must be very clairvoyant. But actually, it's one of the least common psychic senses that people have open and activated. It's quite rare. And even when you do activate it, it doesn't come through in the way that you think it will. So for me, it's kind of like a lens over my mind. It's not coming from my mind or my imagination, things that I can conjure up myself. It's kind of something that gets shown to you, but within your mind. I've also had it only a handful of times where it was like a screen had been pulled down in front of me and I was literally shown a vision and that vision came true. So one of them was way back in 2016 when I thought I was going to get a job as a buyer and I got rejected and I was crying over a steering wheel. And I was like, oh, I hope that's not true. That exact vision did come true. But often I'll just see things as a lens in my mind. Also, this may surprise you that if you get drawn to angel numbers or your eye gets drawn to anything and you know that spirit is taking over your eye and showing you something, that is also part of clairvoyance. So it's just receiving any kind of intuitive information or information about the future through your eyes, through your sight, through your vision. So every time that you have a prophetic dream and you see a vision, or you have someone visit you in your dream, if you've ever had a visitation dream, you know what that's like. It's different from a regular dream. You are literally meeting that soul in the world of dreams. Or if you've ever been drawn to something with your eye, then you are clairvoyant. I had this in a big way when I got my book deal, before I got my book deal, and I tell this story in Living in Tune as well. And it was like I'd been taken over just for a second. And then I was taken to the back of a Hay House book. It was a Wayne Dyer book. And my eye zoomed in on the words, "Welcome to the Hay House family." And again, it wasn't that I had done that. Literally, it had been taken over and I had been taken to those words. Again, if you've never had this experience, you may not get it yet. But for those of you listening who have had that experience, you know exactly what I mean. And I was taken to those words. And then eventually, years later, when I got my book deal, the first line of my book contract was, "Hi Liz, welcome to the Hay House family." It was the exact same words, but my eye had been taken over and shown to something that was guiding me towards what my future and my destiny was going to be. The next one I want to talk about is clairaudience. So I already touched on this one. This is having a psychic sense of hearing. So any time that you receive intuitive information through your ears, this may be a ringing sound. For example, I call it an angel ring when I get a ding, and it's like someone struck a triangle in my ear. Or I've had the sound of what sounds like wings fluttering in my ear. I've also had a really loud kind of what, and it was like almost deafening. And again, these were all things to tell me what was coming in my future. Some people will hear words, some people will hear spirits talking to them. Again, like the visions, I've had a handful of times where I've literally had an external voice speaking to me that wasn't there. I'd be like on a run, and then these words would speak to me outside of my ear. But usually it's inside my head that this happens for me. And it also includes when you're drawn to the words of a song, or you walk past a conversation and your ears tune into it, and the words that someone is saying is a message for you, or it links to something that you're thinking about. This is the first time I realized that I may have some psychic senses opening up when I was going through another phase of my spiritual awakening, because this is what was happening. I was thinking things, and then a crow would squawk outside. There would be a bang on the wall. There'd be a bang on the radiator. My stomach would gargle. Just all these sounds would happen. And I started to notice the link. And I started to realize that these signs were coming through as sounds, and that my spirit team were trying to communicate with me through sound. So it was really overwhelming and really scary at first. And I started going to spiritual development groups, and I did that for quite a few years. And then it became even more apparent that actually I did have these psychic abilities, these intuitive avenues for information to come through. And now it's literally just part of my everyday life. And where I'm living right now, I'm surrounded by countryside. So I have all these wonderful crows, and crows are very much a spirit animal for me. They're very much a messenger. So they will often crow if I'm thinking something, and then I always know, right, okay, thank you very much. When I'm on a call with one of my gorgeous groups, they'll often come outside and like sit on the windowsill or sit and watch and look in through the window at me, which sounds scary, but it's actually quite comforting. But clairaudience is another quite common one that people will have. So if you start to notice that you are getting spoken to through sound, then just know that is part of your clairaudient psychic ability. The next one is a little bit tricky to describe, because this is claircognizance. This is a clear knowing. This is when you just know something. And this is one of the hardest ones to explain or to trust, because there's no sensation linked to it. There's no feeling linked to it. We're going to go on to that one next. Claircognizance, you just know. You just know something's going to happen. It's not that you get a sound or a vision or a sensation or anything. You just know it, and it's so clear, and you can be so certain about it, but you have no evidence or no reason why you should think it or know it, but you do know it. So this is when you know that something is going to happen, but you don't know why. So sometimes we call this mother's intuition, for example, but most people have had it where you just know something. So that is claircognizance. The next one is actually my strongest one. This is clairsentience. So this is clear feeling. It's also a very common one. In my Spiritual Coaching Academy program, we do work around intuition and connecting with your spirit guides and your spiritual support team. And the most recent group that I had go through that coaching certification, I did a Q&A, what are your strongest psychic senses? And it was actually clairsentience that came out on top. There was a mix, but the most popular, most common one in that group was clairsentience. So that was really interesting, because like I said, it is my strongest one. And it means that you're really sensitive. And it's a gift and it's a curse, because I know for me, I'm really sensitive to foods. I'm getting more and more allergies, chemicals. I've just had to get rid of my old decaf coffee and buy coffee that is washed with water instead of chemicals, because I'm just getting more and more sensitive to things. It's when your body is an intuitive antenna. So I'll get a rush of goosebumps. I will get a sensation of cool or warmth just kind of lingering around one part of my body. It also counts with your gut feeling. So when you get that drop in your stomach or a very physical sensation, I've had this with a physical sensation of dread. I had it when I got offered a job interview at Vogue when I was just finishing up my degree, and I had the most awful feeling. And back then, I mean, I was 21. I didn't know about any of this stuff. So I was totally living out of tune, didn't know what intuition was, didn't know any of this stuff, but it was so bad, the feeling that I got, that I literally couldn't ignore it back then, which is such a blessing that it was so terrible, the feeling I got, that I didn't go and I didn't go to London and go to the interview and things. But clairsentience can come through like that. It can come through as a gut feeling, a feeling of excitement, tingling, goosebumps, and it's when your body is your intuitive antenna. If you have mediumship ability, you'll often feel them. I know I've definitely had this. When I did some mediumship work, it wasn't paid work, but it was when I was going to spiritual development classes and I practice on people, and then I would get people's relatives coming through. I've kind of lost that mediumship ability now, because if you don't use it, you lose it. And I don't feel like my calling is to be a medium or deliver messages in that way, even though I am a natural messenger. So I don't have that ability so much anymore, but there was a period where it was really strong earlier on in my spiritual awakening. And when that happened, and when I was doing those practice readings on people at the spiritual development groups, I would get very physical sensations of how people had passed. So if they had a heart attack, I would be holding my heart and I'd have shooting pains going up and down my arm, for example. Or I could feel pain in my stomach and they died of stomach cancer. So, you know, not the nicest thing to experience, but it's because for me, my strongest sense is clairsentience. And I got a full rush of goosebumps as I said that as confirmation. So for me, it's a very physical experience and it's very tangible. My body is experiencing the intuition. So this is what clairsentience is, and you can feel it externally, like with the goosebumps or the cold or the warmth, or you can feel it internally with the feelings that you feel inside your body. The next psychic sense is clairempathy. So these are also things that you're feeling, but they're emotions, and this is different from being an empath. So 20% of people all over the world are considered empaths, highly sensitive. However, clairempathy is feeling the emotions of others when you're nowhere near them. So most of us have empathy. You're in the room, someone's crying, you're going to feel upset, or you cry because someone else is crying on the TV. We'll often get triggered by other people's emotions and meet them at that emotion. However, clairempathy is a psychic sense. So it means that when your friend is on the opposite side of the world and they get terrible, devastating news, you suddenly feel a wave of anxiety and sadness, because psychically, telepathically, you're feeling an emotion linked to someone else. Again, mediums use this. If you watch Hollywood Medium or Long Island Medium, they will feel the emotions of the spirit who has passed to tell them about their state. So if someone was very depressed when they died, I know that they will feel some of that depression. So they're getting a sense of the emotion of someone else that's nowhere near them, or perhaps isn't even in this life anymore. So mediums will use this to channel the emotions of loved ones. And if you've ever felt an emotion in advance, then this is clairempathy as well. So I had this when I was actually on a psychic development day event back in 2018. And this was a huge day for me, because that was when I really realized, oh, there's something here. And I was sat at a table. We were all strangers. I didn't go with anyone. I went completely on my own. And then the lady leading the event gave us the task of doing a reading on someone else. And oh my goodness, my stomach dropped when she said this, because I was like, I don't have any ability. I don't have my tarot cards. I don't know what to do. Panic set in. So in that moment, I was like, I don't have any ability. I don't know what to do. So I'm just going to let everything go. And I'm just going to completely go with whatever comes through. That is the only option I have right now. And I did that. And for this woman, I told her, I said, Happy Harry. I remember that. And his name was Harry. The name of his dog, the year he died. He was a firefighter. He was an Aries. All this information. And I just wrote it down and I read it to her, and she burst into tears. And it was all completely accurate. And that was such a big moment for me, because that was when I realized there was something there. So I was there having this massive life breakthrough and so excited about the potential of what this could mean. Meanwhile, she was crying because she connected with her lost grandfather. But that was such a big day for me. And on the morning of that event, I got there, and for about 2 hours, I was feeling sick with anxiety, which was really odd, because often when you go to an event on your own, you don't know anyone. Of course, you're going to be a little bit anxious. But this went on and on and on. And I was like, I'm not nervous anymore. I'm here. I'm settled. It's fine. Why do I still feel this way? And then I got a phone call, and our house sale had fallen through. And at the time, we'd already moved out. So we were relying on that house sale, and it was so stressful at the time. It felt devastating. And we tried to sell that house for a long time and it didn't happen. And that's why we rent it out now. But it was such bad news. And I was feeling the anxiety that call was going to cause for about 2 hours beforehand. I now experience this quite often as quite a normal thing. I will feel emotions in advance. That's quite normal now, and it's something that I'm used to. This is clair empathy. When you're feeling emotions in advance, or you're feeling the emotions of someone who is nowhere near you, based on what they're going through, what's happening with them right now, or if you're feeling the emotions that someone in the spirit world has felt. The next psychic sense is clairtangency. So this is when you have a psychic sense of touch. Again, very common with mediums. If they ask you to bring along an item that belonged to someone you want to connect with, this is probably the reason, because they can hold that ring or that scarf or that journal, and then they can connect with the energy of the owner, of the person who has held it a lot, used it a lot, and they can connect through their hands. This is a really interesting psychic sense. It's one of the less common ones. I'm ending this episode with the least common ones. But it's very interesting because they can hold an item and they can tell you the whole history of ownership. So even when it's been owned by more than one person, they can take you through each owner, how long they had it, a bit about their personality, where the object has been. So it's very, very interesting. And then they're going to be very sensitive to the belongings that they have in their space as well. So I know for me now, I'm super aware of the belongings and the things that I have in my space, especially since traveling. I talk a lot about decluttering, and again, in Living in Tune, there's a whole chapter about purging and possessions, because whenever we go through an up level, often we do feel a need to upgrade our physical belongings and to delete some of our physical belongings that are linked to old versions of us from the past. So when you have a strong sense of clairtangency, you're really going to be aware of the energy that objects are emitting. So I always, since living in that old Victorian house, I'm always living in new places now. I don't want to have other people's stuff in my house. For example, even when we're getting post for the old people that live here, I'm always getting rid of it, return to sender, because I don't want clashing energies in my house. I don't want different people's things in my house just because it's energetically noisy. It's like you've got all these different frequencies, different things going on. And if you have a sense of clairtangency that's been awakened, you're going to be very aware of the energy and the frequency of the objects that are around you. So now we're getting into the really rare psychic senses, and I'm going to start with clairsalience. So this is when you have a clear sense of smell. So if you've ever smelled a waft of tobacco or flowers or perfume or cooking and no one was, it may be because you have this psychic sense of clairsalience that's been activated. A very common way that spirits will communicate with us or with us via a medium is by using smell. If your grandmother always cooked with garlic or wore a certain perfume, or your uncle used to smoke, you may get a sense of that smell, or a medium you're talking to may smell that smell. So if you ever have this happen and it doesn't make any sense in the physical world, you're not physically smelling flowers, or you get a passing whiff of something, and it just seems like it's a little bit more than something that's happening in the physical world, it could very much be your psychic sense of smell, which is your clairsalience. And then finally, I want to finish with the most uncommon or lesser known one, which is clairgustance. So this is when you can detect things orally. So a psychic sense of taste. I do actually get this one, and I'll get a taste of what I'm going to eat later before I know I'm going to eat it. And like all of the psychic senses, it's not as clear as if I was actually tasting something. Just like the clairvoyance isn't like you're actually seeing something. It's like a lens. It's a layer. It's a little bit different. It's like a different frequency of taste. It's a psychic sense of taste. So people can use this ability if they taste blood or they taste water, then they may know that a spirit has passed by drowning or their mouth filled up with blood because they had a tragic accident. An interesting story about this psychic sense is that Kim Kardashian actually has this, and she'll get a horrible taste in her mouth if someone really needs dental work doing. If they need to go and get a filling, she will be able to taste that. So it's a rare one, but it is a thing. Psychic sense of taste, clairgustance. So these are all different types of extrasensory perception, ESP, your sixth sense, which actually has 8 different psychic clairsenses within it. So whether you just have mother's intuition or you hear your dead uncle talking to you, we all have these 8 psychic senses. It's just how much we connect with them, how much we trust them, and how activated and open these psychic senses are. But when you get used to them and you start working with them and you set the intention to develop them, it's really comforting to receive this information. It guides you forward. It tells you what's going to be good for you and bad for you. It helps you to know which way to go. So if you're interested in opening up your intuitive abilities, I definitely recommend joining Spiritual Coaching Academy. We focus on this. We focus on connecting with your spirit guides, energetic protection. I have an amazing nighttime ritual in there that people always use for energetic protection at nighttime. We do the spiritual development work, and it's going to accelerate your spiritual awakening, as well as being a coach certification. You're going to get so much out of it yourself as well. So share this episode with anyone who is going through their spiritual awakening. If your friend mentions that they might have seen something or heard something, or they got a really bad gut feeling, then make sure you share this episode with them so they can learn about their psychic senses and the intuitive potential that they have. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I will see you again very, very soon. If you enjoyed this episode today, let me know by sharing it to your stories and tagging me on Instagram at IamLizRoberta, which is where I'm usually hanging out between recording podcast episodes. You can download my free business activation there too and see what gorgeous groups I'm running right now, whether it's Spiritual Coaching Academy, Sacred Sisters, or my High Level Elevate Mastermind. And one last thing, remember to subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already, because I will be back with a new episode next week. So sending lots of love, and I'll see you then.